Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Once again, I welcome you to Line of Judah Online. We're doing the subject called The Forming of Godly Character, and we're doing today part 5 from the 9-part series. The topic is called 8 Steps to the Process of Developing Character or Godly Character, and we're doing point 4, and that is Your Emotions Produce Your Decisions. We dealt with point 1 in the very beginning. The Word of God, whatever you start with the Word of God. Point 2, the Word of God produces your thinking. Point 3, your thinking produces your feelings and your emotions. Point 4, what we're dealing with today, your emotions produce your decisions. Under step 4, or point 4, your emotions produce your decisions. Your life is the sum total of all your decisions that you've made. A decision is an open door to a reality or something coming in or being taken out of your life. The world system is based on trying to move a person through their emotions and feelings. We see this in advertisement, where the advertising people really look forward to moving somebody by their emotions or their feelings to buy something. We can also see this principle used in countries where there's voting going on for new governments. The advertising people try and move the population or the people to make a decision to vote in one party or the other by emotions and feelings and not what the performance of the party has done. When we turn to the ministry of Jesus, we see in Mark chapter 5, verses 1 to verses 43. In these scriptures, we can see how the ministry of Jesus was controlled by people who made a quality decision. We see this in verse 21, the daughter of Jairus, and it reads, "Now when Jesus had crossed over again by boat to the other side, a great multitude gathered to him, and he was by the sea. And behold, one of the rulers of the synagogue came, Jairus by name, and when he saw him, he fell down at his feet and begged him earnestly, saying, 'My little daughter lies at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her, and she may be healed, and she will live.' So Jesus went with him, and a great multitude followed him and thronged him." What is important here to see is that the ministry of Jesus was controlled by Jairus, who made a quality decision not to go on emotions and feelings like there was no hope, but he went to Christ, which is hope. He made a quality decision not based on emotions and feelings, but based on the Word of God. He went to Christ for healing. Let us now look at verse 25. "Now a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years, and she suffered many things through many physicians. She had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment, for she said, 'If only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well.' Immediately the fountain of her blood dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed from her affliction." Again, what I want you to see here is this woman made a decision to go to Christ or God or the Word of God. She had 12 years of blood flow, and she made a decision not to go on her experience, on her emotions or her feelings, that there was no hope. She went to Christ, which is hope. She touched his cloak and she was made whole and she was healed. Making quality decisions, not based on our emotions and feelings, commissions Jesus to come into our lives, and then Jesus takes over and does what he has to do, the healing or deliverance. We read in the scripture, Isaiah chapter 45, verse 11, where making quality decisions commissions God to come into our lives. "Thus says the Lord, the Holy One of Israel and his Maker, ask me of things to come concerning my sons and concerning the work of my hands, you command me." It's very important to understand that when we make a quality decision based on our heart, not our emotions and feelings, that God can work with us in any situation. God wants us to be people of character, not based on our emotions and feelings when we make a decision, but our decisions are made purely on the Word of God. Once again, I want to thank you for being with me today in topic number 4. We're going to topic number 5, your decisions shape your actions, and this is part 6 from the 9-part series. Thank you for being with me, and God bless.